Hello guys, welcome to our new
podcast.
Yeah, he's going to do it again.
Why? Because he's too cool.
He's too cool, huh? You're too cool.
No, I'm not going to do it.
We'll do it. Huh? I'll do it.
He doesn't know what to
do. No, I'll do it.
Hey guys, welcome to the Two Brahmins and a Sing podcast.
Oh, genius, yo. Bro, genius. Shit, it sounded like as if it came from a Brahmin's mouth.
Okay, Sing's
mouth. Sing's mouth also.
It's okay, the intro is done.
Auntie,
hey dude, don't do that. By the way, that video is removed now. Rap King's video. Someone was telling me the other day.
Even we were there. Huh? So, first we'll talk about the one video which all of us saw. It was this one biker who goes to a villager.
So, this biker from Bangalore. He goes out on a normal ride. He comes across some village. He doesn't even know where. Yeah. Randomly. Yeah.
He's and trying to ask directions to get out of there.
He's just recording with the GoPro on his helmet.
Yeah.
And then he's swarmed by
people who think Narendra Modi sent him.
Yeah, that was a funny
And they are like, oh, no water. This
sir, Neerilla,
sir. Neerilla, from 15 days, we don't have water.
You are Gebarta Idira. Like, no, I'm doing this for YouTube, sir. Either YouTube Gebari.
Ishra said, no, I'm from Rahul Gandhi's class. Chill.
The way the villagers were asking him, can you tell it to Narendra Modi that we don't know?
Tell it to Modi.
Oh my god, that was
so funny. So that's the thing. Modi is, they voted for the government, not generally to fix water issues, whatever. They voted for Modi, thinking that he's connected to every person.
Everything, yeah.
And nothing against him, but it's not. He's not going to be able to solve everyone's problems. So you have to be smart about things.
Yeah. And when you bikers also have to be smart about going into villages.
No, but the general knowledge levels in the villages, unfortunately, are low.
Yeah, that's cool. So
they don't understand that state government is run by Congress and central is BJP.
It could be that also. No, I'm sure they'll know that. Actually, rural areas are much more politically, up to date than most of us.
That was there. But then that guy, the way that old man was asking this biker was pretty funny.
Like,
can you please tell Narendra Modi we don't have water for 15 days, we need water. And that guy got scared and he actually took off. He was like, okay, I'll come back.
Technically, there was nothing scary. The title of that video was like swamped and all. So like I thought they'd start beating him up, but nothing actually.
Yeah,
what a disappointment.
We were disappointed.
There were just two shops and he just went and he left after that.
The most recent other thing that's scary, I mean not scary, most recent thing that's now come out finally in the light to the media is
IT.
How, no,
okay,
what?
Sorry. The movie.
Eight. Oh dude, we gotta see it. I've unfortunately not been able to watch this.
I don't
watch
it's not unfortunate, we it's our choice that we're not watching that movie.
One of our fans, please come with me to go watch it in IMAX.
In IMAX. Rishi wants to pay extra money to pay his pants.
Dude, it's not a horror movie. It's just a horror movie.
It's not two horror movies. It's just one horror movie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you should watch it.
Talking about Mexico, we're sorry about the earthquake. It was a very bad earthquake, dude. And that too on...
Have any of you faced an earthquake? Have any of you been in an earthquake?
I mean, I'm staying in Bangalore, so I'm saying no.
No, I was in Delhi when an earthquake happened, but it was very low and mild, so news just came out saying go out of your buildings.
I've been in an earthquake about 7 times.
In Assam?
Yeah, 7 times I think.
Which was like the highest in magnitude. On
and
the
looking at your height and size and weight, you would have moved a lot.
What the fuck?
The Rishi scale. How bad was the earthquake?
So
Rishi scale.
When I was a kid... most of the time I never used to realize, right? When I was in school, like really young, when I used to go to Assam and earthquake, or you carry me out of the bed and run out. I'm like, what happened?
They're like, carry you out of
the bed. I was really young.
When you were really young.
And they're like, what's happening? Why am I not asleep? Why am I outside? They're like, earthquake came. And it went that side. What? Then I used to be like, earthquake came
and
went
that
side.
And look for it.
Yeah, then I look outside the gate, what is this earthquake? Like, what is it? And that my uncle was like, plate movement and all he explained. And what I thought was, there's these huge plates that guys walk on.
God.
And they keep going and this crazy. Yeah, so I was stupid as a kid.
We all were stupid.
Some of us are still stupid.
Yeah, some of us are.
I've been in earthquake about 7 times. Hmm. And I think one which
I remember
was
Mexico earthquake, it affected the school kids and all.
Oh, dude, that was huge.
Kids. That was pretty sad.
This was pretty similar to the earthquake in Gujarat, I think. That was on, I forgot how much it was on the Richter scale.
This was 7.1.
That's huge. That's a lot. I think the max I've been on is like 4.
And sometimes more than the Richter scale, it depends on the region. Like there are some very unstable regions on the, like in the earthquake belts, which get affected much more, even at a very average numbered earthquake.
I was on a call with my colleague in Japan, like in 2015, and there was an earthquake in Japan. And he's like, hey, I have to cut the call. There's an earthquake. I'm like, dude, what? You can leave. He's like, what's this common? So their buildings actually built to sway and shit.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think quite a more, instead of the bullet train, there's something else we can learn from Japan.
Yeah, so in related news,
there was a kid that wanted to mow the lawn in the White
House. Mow the lawn, yeah.
That's what,
talking about is, aspirations, what the hell?
So actually, there was this kid whose dream was always to mow the lawn because he kept seeing the lawn and he felt it was like perfectly done and well maintained. So Donald Trump, obviously publicity stunt, he called the kid over. And he had a photo taken with him and he let him...
No, yeah, he was damn well. So the kids moved the lawn and Trump goes up to him and he's like... I don't know what he's doing there.
So a lot of things Trump... So if you all saw photos and if you followed Twitter of Trump when the cyclones, Irma and all were hitting... So when if you like, obviously there are people on Twitter putting comparisons where Obama went, actually hugged the victims' families and spoke to them and had a conversation, and Trump was like it was a political thing. He was standing on the truck on top, and people were down as the mortals and minions sort of thing, and he was talking to them. And in one of his speeches, he actually said, "I'm amazed by the turnout." He actually, he was visiting. Yeah, he was visiting the families of victims, and he said, "I like the turnout," and like it was some sort of an
political rally.
I mean,
talking
Trump
about
is
turnouts,
Trump.
Did you see the amount of people who turned up for iPhone X, iPhone 10?
It's not launched yet, bro. Where they turned up?
In US.
Where they turned up, bro?
In the new Steve Jobs auditorium.
Yeah, the new Steve
Jobs. What, it was open to all? I thought it's only Apple employees.
No,
it was. There were very limited entries. Around 1,100 people.
It was good. The auditorium was good. The new
I actually followed the stream live and watched the event.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting, but
I still
not
feel
excited.
It's overpriced. Way it's good. So one thing I really respect Apple is for the privacy. It's nothing that you'll get on Android. Like right now, Google knows everything about us. That's a fact. And there's a URL, I'm not going to tell you guys, where you can actually see what it knows about you.
See,
so,
I feel Apple just doesn't publish what all they know. When you are running the OS of the handset.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have to publish it. Don't publish it. That's
but they know if they want to create a product, if they want to create a... an ad generating product or something, they still will do the same thing.
Yeah,
they are already
will.
Doing it.
They will, but
so
at
I don't
least
see
it's
the
not
difference.
Public. No one can go to Apple and buy the...
Yeah.
You can't buy this one. User data, as far as I know. That
no, if we go
FBI
through a 3 weeks of detailed like observing... Like, I've seen, like in Android, I've seen it. When you type something on WhatsApp, like say, I want to buy football shoes. Or if I share photos of some pairs of studs, which I've seen on Amazon... On Facebook, I see relevant ads come up in a few days' time. So, it's very easy to observe that in Android, but iPhone users should tell us whether they see
that.
See,
that is part of Facebook. That's not...
No, that even I see sometimes.
That is not Apple's fault. That is because you're using Facebook.
And everything is connected. That's why...
No, but...
That is not Apple's...
No, I'm not saying that is what Apple is doing, but I'm saying it's... The underlying way in which all this happens is almost the same. Recently, Anil Kumble resigned from the job of coach of India because of his differences with...
Dude, he was given a contract of 1 year, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, but either way...
He had a lot of misunderstanding with the...
Differences
Virat
with
Kohli
and how,
and the whole team,
how to manage the senior players was a big issue. And then they apologized and the big three came and spoke to them and sort of sorted it out. But then Kumble came out and...
Dhoni...
No, Lakshman, Sachin and Ganguly. They are the...
Oh, the from the board.
Yeah, they represent
the board as special advisors.
Uh-huh.
So, they spoke to them and said, okay, it's sorted out now. But then he resigned and said it was untenable.
Uh-huh.
So, when they were taking application for the new job, the biggest candidate who was applying or the most high-profile visible name was Virendra Sehwag. And he didn't get the job. So recently he came out and stated that he didn't get it because he didn't have enough connections and didn't make any deals.
No.
So that was quite controversial.
Basically what he said was he went and approached Virat Kohli himself and he said, like, you know, I'm going to apply for this job. And Virat Kohli said, go ahead. He said, okay, you apply. And he even went and spoke to Ravi Shastri saying that, listen, I'm going to apply for this job. And Ravi Shastri said, I'm done with this thing. I'm not going to apply anymore. Because he had all this big fight.
I think he gave an interview on Skype once to...
Yeah. So he had a big fight because he didn't get a job and Anil Kumble got a job and everything like that. So he had a big fight and he said, no, I'm not going to apply for this job anymore. I'm done with this.
Yep.
And that's when he said, okay, fine. Then he went and applied for the job. Then later he came to know that Ravi Shastri actually applied for the job and he didn't know that. He said if Ravi Shastri had applied for the job, he wouldn't have applied at all in the first place. Then, you know, he was like, fine, because Ravi Shastri has pull and he had like a lot of connections. Obviously, he got the job.
But yeah, that's quite interesting someone's actually being honest and saying that it works on connections.
It's like you go to give an interview and you see your boss is there as well. Or you see a colleague who's better than you is there. You might as well just walk out.
No, but then I recently, the second ODI between India and Australia, which India won, after the match, I saw Ravi Shastri and Virendra Sehwag giving handshakes and they were talking and they were smiling at each other and all. It was nice, pretty nice. But obviously that heated...
Like right another 6 months. Like right now, professionally, we are talking and smiling. But
in another 6 months, I think...
if you see...
In the next few months, you might. You won't be surprised if you see Virendra Sehwag hired as India's batting coach.
Yeah.
So,
which makes sense.
He'll be a part of Ravi Shastri's team.
There's another... You told me that there's another biopic coming out, this time on a female cricketer, on Jhulan Goswami.
Yeah, Jhulan Goswami. That's actually something we should be really proud of.
Yep.
The first, I think after Mary Kom, the only female athlete or the female person in sports who's getting a biopic.
There's another biopic which I write was, you know, the Great Kali. The Great Kali biopic is coming and Sushant Singh Rajput is...
The Great Kali, the wrestler.
Yes, the Great Kali, the wrestler.
Sushant Singh Rajput is as tall as me.
Yeah, so he's playing...
No, he's taller than you.
But he's playing as Great Kali and he's stated that, you know...
He's bulking up.
Yeah, he's bulking up and he's like...
Yeah, he can magically grow 4 feet in height.
He doesn't have to go 4 feet.
No, he was just
He's not 3 feet. He's not a minion right now.
No, he was telling there's more to Great Kali other than wrestling. So there's more stories which you guys will learn when the movie comes out. And
that's not something I'll be excited to watch, actually. The next biopic or semi-biopic that I'm really, really excited is the Sanjay Dutt movie.
The photo leaks
and how Ranbir is looking like Sanjay Dutt.
I'm sure it was a leak.
Fascinating.
I'm sure it was just a leak.
That's okay. However it happens. That's just how the
industry
works.
Definitely not a leak. That's where...
That's how the industry works.
Yeah, so it's okay. No point discussing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something I'm really interested to see how Ranbir Kapoor and how much of Sanjay Dutt's actual life they play. Because off late in the media, he's actually come out and been very vocal about his life.
True.
Sanjay Dutt saying, I don't want my son to become like me. I was once in three relationships and all that. So if he's actually let them give out that many details in the movie, it'll be brilliant.
Every two episodes, I think we have to talk about Sunny Leon. It's mandatory on our podcast. So she made an ad which says, Khelo Magar Pyar Se with like Dandias and all there.
That's what I was telling
you. Yeah, okay, bro. Okay. I get it. And
no, it's not like I saw it. I just read it somewhere.
Dude, it's okay. But so everyone's against it now because it's culturally insensitive, which is why we need population control of those people.
No, there was
those
another ad.
We in general need population
control.
Remember, we went to Kunal cameras.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I don't think we should say that.
The best joke of his was the Gurgaon thing. It'll be plagiarism if I actually say it.
No, we're telling you. Taking his name. It's cool.
Okay, all credit goes to Kunal Kamra. Thank you. We're big fans. Please like, share and subscribe our podcast, Kunal. Thanks, bro.
We are not big fans.
Okay. So...
There was a Ganesha ad which featured Ganesha eating lamb. So, did you guys see that ad?
Yeah, that is just... I don't understand such ads. I mean, you know how it works. You know how sensitive Indians are. So.
This wasn't done in Australia.
This was done.
You just said
Australia. But they should have that common sense that, you know, you can't
You know how the cultures of...
No, Indian culture is... Indian
you have to be sensitive to India.
Yeah, but they have to be sensitive to all cultures.
Yeah. I, they don't as an show, Indian, as an Indian, I can't go and...
I haven't seen the ad, but do they show Ganesh eating non-veg?
No, they don't show him eating, but they show Ganesha doing cheers to a lamb, like saying, okay, what do we do cheers to? Everybody asks, and then he goes like, okay, let's just do cheers to this amazing lamb. They're all eating.
Muhammad calls on the phone, huh?
No, Muhammad will already be there.
Someone calls on the phone or something.
No.
Nobody calls on the
phone. You told me that. Someone calls on the phone, I have to go pick up my kids.
On the landline.
Landline.
That's an inside joke.
Cheyenne, that's for you.
That's an inside joke. Alright, I think we'll wrap it up here for today. Since we were requested to have shorter episodes, that's what we're going to try to do. Thank you guys for tuning in. Do catch out our next episode as well. That's out now. So, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.